All right, tell us about the time you ran into an ex while you're with your partner and it was really awkward.
I have been on numerous vacations and trips with one of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. And in the beginning, I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Wow. That is weird.
Because they dated in college.
That is weird.
Yeah, they dated in college. And I actually don't know how long, but they dated in college. Maybe a year.
Mm-hmm. So they definitely did it.
Yeah, I'm sure, Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they did. And it was, so then she, but like the way that it worked is that she was friends in the friends group.
Right.
And then I came in years later. I mean, there were girlfriends in between then that this one ex-girlfriend of his has been friends with all the guys forever and ever and ever. So I was just another one of Ben's girlfriends that came in, you know?
Right.
And so
she won't be here long.
Yeah. Probably.
Did you ask her over?
Probably.
But she was like, was she single? Like she didn't have she wasn't married at the time, right?
No, she was single. So she was single. But yeah. she was
Dang.
So ingrained in the friend group. No, I did not, because Ben and I were like hot and heavy in love. You know, we were in that phase.
Did you wonder if she was better in bed than you are?
No!
Do you now wonder?
Now I do. Oh, I can't wait to get you back for that. I can't wait to get you back for that.
And you will get him
back. Yes, I will.
No,
I'll find a way.
Trust me, there's guys that I know that Carol's been with like, yeah, he's much, probably bigger and better in bed with
me. Bigger and better.
We do not talk like that, Ben and I. He's like, you're the only one I've ever been with, right, ever in my whole life. You're the only one.
We're both virgins.
He says, when I fell in love with you, there was no one else. There has been no one else. And I'm that's right, because if I find out.
Yeah.
Well, I walk by, I'm like, just his looks are better in bed than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it messes with your mind for sure.
But after a while, though, with the ex-girlfriend that he was with in college, and we've been on several trips, and she's now married and has kids and stuff, we actually are friends. And we're going to the lake.
You got to keep a close eye on the enemy.
Yeah, that's right. Friends close, enemies closer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because then you realize that you're with who you're supposed to be with, you know?
Basically have slept with her.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm. Basically. That's gross. In one form or another, it's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ew.
Let's go to Samantha. Samantha, tell us about the time you ran into an ex while with a partner.
My ex was a male, so we're going to add this in here because it just adds to the story.
A male.
My ex was a male. Okay. I am now married to a female.
Okay.
Oh. And
Jason's turned on.
Every guy in here is turned on.
Depends.
Let her tell a lipstick story.
Can you talk a little softer and
I went
slower?
Out to a local.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm married to a woman. No, slower. Slower. No, go ahead. Sorry.
My partner and I had went to listen to a local band at like a local bar. And my ex and his entire family, like I'm talking parents, brother, like was at this bar also listening to the same band. And my partner knows who they are and saw them and decides to run across the dance floor, like Magic Mike style, and slide across the floor and then just, you know, like do some moves coming up, you know, right in front of the entire family. And I was mortified.
That is definitely more mortifying when you're with an ex and the ex's entire family is with there.
And then you used to be straight and now you're a lesbian. I mean, that's like that's a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it wouldn't be as weird though, because you'd be like, well, clearly I'm not what they wanted.
But if you hadn't seen them, you're like,
yeah.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, I turned to my friend. I'm like, see, you turned her lesbian.
Yeah, that's what I would be like. You were so bad in bed. She's like,
no.
That's what you would say.
Your guy friend. Yeah.
Samantha, are you still with this lady?
Yep, we are. We are been together 11 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Very good story. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
And can you send some photos? Or for Squid, I meant?
Yeah,
sure. Squid only, yeah. Mm-hmm. He won't show us.
What about you guys, Matt, Squid?
This happened to me last night.
What?
Yeah.
Threesome.
I was at dinner. We were probably one of like two different families in the restaurant. I've got family in from out of town. It was after Wyatt's t-ball game, and my wife was sitting with her back to the door, and one of her ex-boyfriends walked in.
Oh,
yeah, and she didn't realize it, and so I saw him instantly and knew who it was, and I was just kind of like, I can't wait for her to realize he's here.
Do you like walk up and like peacock next to him, like, you know, I've lost 90 pounds?
No, he's way more successful and better looking than
that.
Yeah, so I just kind of sat there and just waited. And then because there was hardly anybody in there, as soon as they start talking, she recognized the voice and I just watched her face. She was like, oh, God. No.
Yeah, but I would be more wondering how you were feeling.
Yeah.
She hasn't dated like a ton of people, but they all live within like 10 miles of my house. So this happens quite a bit for me. When we first started dating, her high school boyfriend and ex like walked her down an aisle in his sister's wedding because my wife and his sister were best friends.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, awkward.
So Hannah was in that wedding and he walked her down the aisle and here I am in the front row just, you know.
There's my...
I'm cool.
That's great.
This is awesome.
Why don't you go super in and cool. give her a little goose?
Oh, yeah. He's successful. He was in the military, so he was really fit. And I'm just like...
Oh, my gosh.
My bow tie fits. Yeah.
I got skinny on my shirt.
Sweaty as skinny. I used to be.
You love my skinny sauce.
That's awesome. Squid, I know you have very few exes. But.
I think I dodged a bullet one time. I came very close to doing it. So my most recent, I'll call her Keg Stand because she did a keg stand at Jason's.
Yes. Keg Stand.
Yeah, so Keg Stand always wanted to see my ex, but I had no pictures on my social media and she had blocked me everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And those are the good exes. Yes. Those are the good exes. Yes. They blocked you immediately.
Yes, good ex. Yeah.
She blocked him for a reason, not because she wanted him out of her life.
Because I was trolling her. Right. I was trolling pictures of her new man and like, calling her ugly.
I love that point of view, Squid.
I was calling her new man ugly.
He was harassing her.
Yeah. Or him. Yeah, both.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Can we just go back to that real quick?
What?
So people that are new to the show.
Yeah.
You broke up with this girl and you're with her for how long?
3 years.
Okay, and she got a new man and was posting on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you started doing what?
I started commenting for the first picture she posted, and I was like, I know you moved on, but damn, he's ugly. And then she would delete it. I would go see, and she would delete it, and I would comment again, and I kept refreshing Instagram and to make sure the post was there. And then she texted me to chill out, and I'm like, no. And then she blocked me on everything. Yeah. And so,
Was he ugly? No, probably not.
He was taller than me, more handsome than me. I was just completely talking out of spot.
I guess.
But I mean,
she broke up with you, right?
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
you were bitter about it. Yeah, bitch can 100%. Be crazy.
Yeah. I know, but it's always the women who are like, they're psycho. Like, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at that behavior.
We have like a
that
moment.
That is way
it's
more
just
common.
A troll. It's
we
just
have a,
little
moment,
troll.
Once or twice a
year. That's exactly what happens. It's like, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I get it. No. That's just a psycho.
Yes, I was being a psycho.
No, I love
it.
Uh-huh. I love it.
Yeah. And I apologize down the road for that. But
he's healed.
Yeah. Right. So Kekstan, my most recent girlfriend, really wanted to see pictures of her because she was like, I gotta make sure I'm more prettier. She wanted to see wanted to be prettier. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't as pretty. I'm like, just straight up wasn't as pretty. If it were for being completely honest.
And so that was one of the honesty.
Did you say that to her face?
No, I never told her that. Okay. I always said that. Oh, no. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. I can say it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I went out with like our whole friend group went out one night and then my current girlfriend, Kegstan, said she was too tired, didn't want to come out. And by the grace of God, thank you, she didn't, because I ran into my ex that night.
Oh.
And had she met her, like, I have no idea what would have happened. But we just had a quick hey, caught up for like maybe like a minute or two, and it was nothing significant. But I knew if my current girlfriend, Kegstan, met her, she would have a lot of insecurity. I knew she would.
But
that's
the best situation because then
for him.
Yes, right, for Squid. Right. Because then if you heard the whole time Squid saying that his ex-girlfriend is not as good looking as his current girlfriend, Kegstan, and then all of a sudden Kegstan, his girlfriend's with her and sees, wait a minute, this girl's smoking hot. A subliminal type message goes out. It's like, you see who I can get? You better shape up.
Jason's actually, I think,
keep in check with that.
Not that part. Not that part.
But that subliminal or like kind of like the, oh.
Well, it's an ego boost for Squid. Most normal people end there where they just take the ego boost, not the she better shape up.
I did not say that. I said that she has to think. Squid's not saying she has to shape up, but it makes the girl think, I better shape up because look at what my current boyfriend can actually get, who's even hotter. And the whole time you're saying, so you're under-promising. It's a perfect situation. I love it, which is very rare. And it's only happened with a couple guys sometimes when some guy goes, wow, you are good looking or something. And Carol hears that. I'm like, you see, I could be gay if I want to.
See what you'd be missing?
Guys do want me.